This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs Only used car dealership with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 8 a.m. this morning, Thursday, March the 26th, in the boardroom at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda for later this morning, commissioners are expected to review wages of prosecuting attorneys, receive updated information on opioid lawsuit settlements, and do a resolution honoring an assistant prosecuting attorney who is now retiring. You can attend the meeting by calling 1-929-276-1248. You can join through Hangouts Meet or by going to the county's website, TuscolaCounty.org, and following the directions posted there. And another news for today. The Michigan Department of Transportation will be performing intermittent test openings of the Baskill portion of the M25 Veterans Memorial Bridge over the Saginaw River in Bay City. The test openings will begin at 9 p.m. on March the 26th and will last for approximately 15 minutes through the night until the morning of March the 27th, the bridge will continue to open and close multiple times throughout the night to allow for the testing to take place. These test openings are being done as crews wrap up work on a $1.6 million investment to maintain and improve the bridge. Work is expected to be completed by the end of the month. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your further news right after this.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles. We're asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. It is now official that a key piece of educational history in Tuscola County will be ending soon. The Caro Community School District's Board of Education is following through with their plan to shut down operations at the Shaw Elementary School. When the school year comes to an end, so too does that school at 325 East Frank Street, which has been at the Center of Education for 102 years. The teachers there will transition to working at the district's main school complex on Hooper Street. The board started talking about consolidating their operations back in November of 2025. Shaw students who are in 3rd through 6th grades will be housed at the middle school, and 7th and 8th grade students will be relocated to the high school. Some adjustment and revamping will have to be done for facilities to accommodate the changes, but officials are confident that the tight timeline can still be met. The district has the funds to make the changes by using bond funds from the bond issue that passed last year. Up until 1964, the Shaw School was the central location for students throughout the county for their 8th grade graduation ceremony. The last 8th grade graduating class only had 11 students. And another news for today. Because roads and bridges in Michigan need constant monitoring and maintenance in order to keep them viable, the costs are continuing to add up, which is why the Huron County Board of Commissioners supported the application for federal and local bridge program funding for some bridge work. If the county is awarded the funding, the plan is to replace the McMillan Road Bridge over Moore Creek in Hume Township, to replace the Bach Road Bridge over the Kemp Drain in Sebring Township, and to rehabilitate the Oak Beach Road Bridge over the Pinnebog River in Hume Township. Commissioners also approved the Huron County Department of Public Works Board leadership of the county treasurer be transferred under the leadership of the Huron County Road Commission. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.